Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. This is day 12 of the United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's big three automakers. President Biden plans to be in Michigan today to join a picket line in the Detroit suburbs. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the president was invited by the head of the UAW.
President Biden, who often touts himself as being the most pro-union president, says the United Auto Workers helped save the automobile industry when it was crashing.
And I think that now that the industry is roaring back, they should participate in the benefit of that.
Biden's visit comes the day before former President Donald Trump comes to visit Detroit as well. The union endorsed Biden in 2020, but has yet to endorse a candidate in the 2024 election. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
A union representing thousands of hospitality workers in Nevada is taking a strike vote today. The Culinary and Bartenders Union is negotiating with the Las Vegas casinos and hotels for a new contract. No walkout is imminent. The House is scheduled to vote on spending bills today. The government will partially shut down this weekend unless Congress passes spending legislation. Some hardline House Republicans are blocking their own party's bills. Authorities in Hawaii have allowed the first set of people to return to their burned-out properties in the city of Lahaina. Most of the city on the island of Maui was burned to the ground by wildfires in August. At least 97 people perished. Resident Tani Katayama lost her family home.
Lahaina, it looks like a war zone, and we are grieving, and there are triggers everywhere, and we're not ready for that.
The residents were offered protective equipment to shield them from toxic dust. There's concern that the ash could contain dangerous substances such as asbestos or lead. A three-day hearing gets underway today in Switzerland. It's expected to finally settle a doping scandal that marred the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. NPR's Brian Mann reports, because of the controversy, some U.S. figure skaters still have not received their medals.
Russian star figure skater Kamila Valieva was found to have tested positive for a banned substance, but she was still allowed to compete in Beijing last year. Months of international legal wrangling followed, leading to this week's final hearing before the Court of Arbitration for Sport. U.S. skater Vincent Zhou says he wanted to be present for the hearing but was denied.
That just adds another layer of obscurity to, you know, what really goes on behind closed doors? What sorts of conversations are they having? You know, like, why don't they want us to see?
Valieva faces a possible multi-year suspension from figure skating. If she and her Russian team are disqualified, U.S. team skaters will receive a gold medal. It's not clear when a final ruling will be issued. Brian Mann, NPR News.
This is NPR. Russia is disputing Ukraine's claim that it killed a top Russian commander in a missile attack last week. Russian state television showed video today of General Viktor Sokolov meeting Russia's defense minister, but it's not clear when the video was taken of the commander of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Ukraine says he died with more than 30 other people last week in an attack on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters. A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention provides an updated look at how many people in the U.S. are affected by long COVID. NPR's Will Stone reports scientists are trying to understand what's causing the persistent symptoms and how to treat them.
The report defines long COVID as having any symptoms that you did not have before COVID-19 for 3 months or longer. Based on data collected in 2022, nearly 7% of adults have had long COVID at some point. Those between the ages of 35 and 49 are most likely to have long COVID. It's also more prominent among women. Over 8% of women reported having developed long COVID compared to about 5% of men. Geographic differences also emerged, with those living in rural areas having a higher prevalence of long COVID compared to major urban areas. Hispanic and white adults were the most likely to have the condition, followed by Black and Asian adults. It's also estimated that about 1.3% of children have ever had long COVID. Will Stone, NPR News.
The Powerball jackpot is huge again. It's worth an estimated $835 million. That's because nobody won it in last night's drawing. The next Powerball drawing is tomorrow night. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.